This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Well, just a programming note, this Saturday at 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN New York, Sophia LaSpina is going to join Mike Quick and Matt Sims on the New York Jets High School Football Report powered by Gatorade. Now, Sophia made history last weekend when she became the first ever female football player to score a touchdown in a Long Island varsity football game. The junior wide receiver at Mepham High School finished the game with three catches for 45 yards and, of course, that touchdown grab. So make sure you're tuned in this Saturday at 8 a.m. Remember to tune in Sunday for Jets football as well, where Bob Wischusen and Marty Lyons call all the action. And Marty is nice enough to join us now Tuesday. The Marty Lyon Foundation, Marty Lyons Foundation is going to have their dinner. And Marty and the foundation have found it within their heart to actually award us, the Michael K. Show, with the Leon Hess Award. And we welcome Marty to the show. And Marty, I can't tell you how much this means to all of us. Thank you very much.
Well, Michael, it's our honor. You guys do a great job. I listen to you guys every afternoon. And besides giving the update and being honest about New York sports and sports in general, I think that you guys don't realize the influence that you have on so many of your listeners. I mean, whatever topic you're going to talk about, we always find it interesting. Even Barry Manilow goes a long way for a lot of people.
That's well said.
But, so how do people get involved with the lunch, Marty? Is there anything that our listeners could do?
Well, I think the big thing to do now is just go to the MartyLyonsFoundation.org and donate to the foundation. We are completely sold out on Tuesday. And right now it looks like we're going to have close to 300 golfers. So all our sponsorships are, you know, still we could use some more money. The more money we raise, the more kids we can help. So I think that would be the best way for the listeners to get involved.
Well, I will not be golfing, Marty, but I will be out there to accept the award on behalf of the show, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for the foundation. Even that shout-out a couple weeks ago to Carly out there in East Islip.
Tell us about
the
work that the foundation does, Marty, so for people that don't know.
Yeah, we work with... Yeah, Michael, we work with terminally ill children ranging from the age of 3 to 17. We take their greatest wish in life and make it become a reality. And it's ironic that next year we'll be celebrating our 40th anniversary, and we now operate in 13 states. We've raised over $35 million, and we've helped over 8,000 families. So it's a true team effort, and everybody should be very happy and pleased with what we've been able to accomplish throughout the years. We've had good years, bad years. I think the year of 2020 challenged every one of us to witness what was going on in the world and realized how you can see the greatness of people and you can see the ugliness of people. And I think that if we all realized that we can respect one another for who they are, accept people for who they are, we might just make this world a little bit better, not just for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren.
I'll tell you what, Marty. Obviously, you were a great football player with the Jets. You've been on the Jet broadcast forever. But this is special work that you have done over the years, helping people that really can't really help themselves. And it's just amazing the time and effort that you and your foundation put into it. And I don't know if you get enough accolades for what you do, because it's amazing and it's selfless. And you should be quite proud.
Well, you know, Michael, I'm proud of the group that is behind the foundation, because without them, then we don't accomplish anything. I think it's been a great team effort since 1982, and the rewards are endless. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. And for a lot of these children, we hope that they see a better tomorrow. We try to create memories for them. And, you know, we're very fortunate that God will give us back one or two every now and then to let us know that our work is important. But I truly believe everybody can make a difference. Use the platform that you have, speak strongly, live by an example, and do the right thing. If we all just do the right thing, I mean, just think about how much better this world would be. And, you know, that's why I enjoy listening to you guys in the afternoon. You give the update. You bust on one another. You have fun. And it's like Charlie Chaplin said, a day without laughter is a day wasted. So you definitely will make us laugh on the way home.
Oh, thanks, Marty.
Thank you very much. Let's talk Jets. Should we be concerned with Zach Wilson at this point, or is it ridiculous to be that concerned?
You know, I think after two games, I think it's kind of ridiculous. I don't think there's a panic button to hit. I think last week against New England, he should learn a lot. And I think that Coach Salah said it right at the end of the game. Sometimes you have to play a boring game to win. You look at Mac Jones for the New England Patriots. He didn't do anything exciting except he walked away with a W. If the defense is going to give you 5 yards, take the 5 yards. Don't try to pressure a 10-yard, 12-yard pass and then have it intercepted. But, you know, I like Zach. I think he's going to be great. I think he's got to learn. Would it be helpful if he had a veteran quarterback behind him to tell you, hey, I've been in this situation before. You know, this is the way you got to approach it. Unfortunately, they don't have that. So they're going to learn along the way, but I think he's got a great coaching staff. He's got a great supporting cast. Offensive line has to play a little bit better, and when the ball is thrown to you, you have to catch it. So, you know, starting off 0-2 is tough any season, but especially with a rookie quarterback, you need some more help from your receivers, skilled players, and your defense.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Marty, any theories on why they don't have a veteran quarterback to back him up?
You know what, Don? That's a good question. I don't know. I think Mike White, he's a quality quarterback, but he doesn't have that experience. I think that, you know, even if you look back at Sam Darnold last year, you know, you had Joe Flacco behind him. And here's an MVP of a Super Bowl in Joe Flacco that has so many years of experience that when you're having a bad day, certainly you can talk to your coaches, and you're going to talk to your coach that's upstairs in the press box. But it's always great to have one of your teammates talk to you. You know, I was fortunate. I played with Joe Klecko, and he took me underneath his wing since day one. So if I had a problem, I went to Joe. If there was a problem that Joe saw in me, he came to me. And he was like a personal coach, but he was also a teammate.
Are you pleasantly surprised or surprised at all that Sam Darnold is doing well in Carolina?
You know what, Michael, I'm glad you asked that because I heard that yesterday that you guys were talking. I'm happy for him. I really am. He's not just a good quarterback. He's an excellent person. Mm-hmm. So, and I was one of those guys that really spoke out to say, you know what, I think Sam will do well in another environment. New York was not made for him, whether it was Adam Gase or whether it was the coaching staff, whether he didn't have an offensive line, he didn't have the weapons. He still had the talent, and I'm happy to see him playing well down there in Carolina. I'm happy that he has an opportunity to, you know, rejuvenate his career and make something out of it. So I think any player that, you know, played for the Jets that I got a chance to know when they moved on to somewhere else, I always rooted for him. I always said, hey, you know what, you took time to show me respect as an announcer for the Jets. I'm going to show you respect, and I wish you well wherever you go.
And what are your early impressions on Saleh?
I really like him, Don. I think that, you know, if I had any more gas in the tank, I'd like to play for a guy like that. He's, you know, just when you sit and you talk to him, he's got a game plan. He's got a lot of energy. And I truly believe that the players, they feed off the head coach. They take on the personality of the head coach. So that motto he has, all gas, no brakes, I think even though that they're 0-2, you see the energy that they bring. Even against New England, the last series, the defense, you know, New England about ready to punch it in for another score, and the defense just said, no, no more, no more. We're going to come up with big plays. And that's the leadership that you want to have on the defense. And it started with C.J. Mosley. You know, it's great to see C.J. back in the lineup. They just need more C.J. Mosley to come and start playing better every Sunday.
All right, the golf outing is Tuesday. We are so thrilled that the show is receiving the Leon Hess Award. If you want to help Marty Lyons Foundation, go to the website and donate. Marty, we can't thank you enough how honored we are that you've considered us and are going to give us this award. Don will be there to accept for us, and we wish you the best.
Well, I thank you, Michael. Well deserved, and I'll be listening to you on my way home today.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marty.
The great Marty Lyons.
You got it, guys. Stay well.
All right, you too. Before we take a break, I want to give you the Yankees starting lineup for tonight's game against the Red Sox. It's brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Some people will be unhappy, and I'll tell you why, because there's no Luke Voit. You've got DJ LeMahieu at third base leading off, batting second, first baseman Anthony Rizzo. Aaron Judge in right will hit third. Cleaning up the DH is Giancarlo Stanton. Joey Gallo in left will bat fifth, batting sixth, playing second base Gleyber Torres. Gio Urshela at shortstop will bat seventh, batting eighth, and playing center field Brett Gardner, and batting ninth and catching Kyle Higashioka. And, of course, that was going to happen with Gerrit Cole on the mound. And the reason that there's no Voit, the size of center field and the difficulty of playing left field and even right field here at Fenway, they do not want to risk having Aaron Judge in center field and having Stanton in a big, wide expanse in right field. So they'd rather have tighter defense with Gardner at center, and Voit will be on the bench. So that's tonight's Yankees starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael Kay Show and the official hot tea of Joe Torre and the New York Yankees. We'll come back. We'll break down this big series, Yankees-Red Sox. We'll make our football picks. Mike Tannenbaum as well. Rick DiPietro at the end of the hour to make his pick. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.